Precious little thing. Why don't you come closer? Don't be afraid. I promise, I won't bite. I will do to you something far more worse.
Well, my little ones, enjoying your nice rest or not? A little awkwardly placed, perhaps. Swords and whips on one side, and nasty spears on the other. Little people should not meddle in affairs that are too big for them.
Made a nice story. You fixing that old keep? Lithinkers must have told it 100 times. But something got to gnawing at me. Thinking the spirits, they weren't really at rest. That maybe the gods, they weren't finished with us. I used to dream that when my god came back, he would forgive us. But that's the trouble with dreams. Sooner or later, we all have to wake up.
Hey, strangers! You're most welcome here. You can stay as long as you want, unless you don't like cheese. In which case, you'll have to, get out! Now, come on in. Don't be shy.
Put those halfling down. You, Lugdus, get 2 others and stand guard over them. They're not to be killed unless the filthy whiteskins break through. Understand? As long as I'm alive, I want them.
By the gods, look at her. She's so pretty. Oh, what am I gonna say to her? Do you think she like my Luth? No Luth? You're right. I, Galadarian, shall stick to my good old charms. Wish me luck.
Baggins is his name. It beats me why any Baggins of Hobbiton should go looking for a wife away there in Buckland, where folks are so queer.
If it was me calling the shots, you'd be at home right now. Or somewhere else. I don't care. But if you want to get out alive of this mess we're in, which means not dead, you'll have to listen to everything I say.